Hello, I'm Rashi, and you're listening to the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Here are the top stories for today. Jet Airways will pay the remaining 25% September salary to its senior staff early next month and is likely to come out with a revised payment schedule soon, a source at the airline said yesterday. Notably, Jet Airways pilots had last week threatened not to perform additional duties from December 1st if their salary dues were not cleared by November 30th. General Motors Company said on Monday it will cut production of slow-selling models and slash its North American workforce because of a declining market for traditional gas-powered sedans, shifting more investment to electric and autonomous vehicles. GM's actions add up to the biggest restructuring for the U.S. number one car maker since its bankruptcy a decade ago and mark a turning point for the North American auto industry. U.S. automakers have enjoyed nearly a decade of prosperity since the 2008-2009 financial crisis and the government bailouts of GM and the former Chrysler Corporation. After the government said it will review IndiGo's decision to charge passengers for web check-ins, the airline has defended its decision, saying the practice is followed by airlines globally. The Ministry of Civil Aviation had earlier said it'll check if the airline's move is in compliance with existing rules. IndiGo said it is not mandatory for customers to pay for the seats and that they are charged only for advanced selection of seats. The no-frills airline has been levying charges for web check-ins since November 14. The pricing of different seats is dynamic in nature and may vary based on aircraft type, length of the route, occupancy, days before departure, etc., it clarified. India is set to miss its fiscal deficit target for the year ending March 2019 due to a shortfall in revenues and lower than targeted disinvestment proceeds, India Ratings and Research said on Monday. The country's 2019 fiscal deficit target has been pegged at 3.3% of its gross domestic product. But the credit rating agency estimated fiscal deficit at 6.67 trillion or 3.5% of GDP. Wage growth in 2017 slowed to its lowest rate since 2008, the year of the financial crisis, despite solid economic growth and falling unemployment in major economies, the International Labour Organization said yesterday. The latest global wage report from the United Nations agency also found that women worldwide continue to be paid about 20% less than men. Based on data from 136 countries, the ILO said that wage growth fell from 2.4% in 2016 to just 1.8% last year. But the outlook for workers is bleaker when the calculations exclude China, where a massive population and steadily rising wages heavily influence the data. E-commerce major Snapdeal on Monday said it has launched Brand Shield, an anti-counterfeiting program to help brands report counterfeit products being sold on its platform. The program has been designed based on the inputs received from various brand owners, Snapdeal said in a statement. The program is aimed at enabling a structured interaction between the platform and brands with regard to any intellectual property issues flagged by the brand. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Tune in tomorrow for more business news.